After 17 years in the making, a Publix is finally supposed to break ground in San Marco. The Jacksonville Daily Record's Mike Mendenhall is here with the details on that highly anticipated project. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is the Business Brief. So a public meeting happened about this Publix coming near San Marco Square. I understand it was very well attended, Mike.
Yeah, there were more than 200 people that came to hear about the opening of this grocery store, and it's bigger than they expected. The developer Regency Centers announced that it's going to be a 40,000 square foot supermarket. It's actually going to be a second floor store. So the two-story building, the ground floor is going to be covered parking with four elevators that take people up to the top. The store is also going to include a dining area with outdoor seating on a second floor balcony.
This doesn't sound like a typical Publix, Mike. It's kind of different from most grocery experiences in Jacksonville.
Yeah, there are going to be some more amenities with this Publix, and Regency is actually developing the whole 4.3-acre vacant lot on Atlantic Boulevard. The development's also going to include 35 multifamily residences, and the total retail space is actually going to be 62,000 square feet, so there will be some other tenants also in the development.
Okay, so if you want to be really close to groceries, you can be right on top of them.
Absolutely. So in addition to the dining area inside of Publix, there's also going to be another corner restaurant. It's going to be in a two-story building with 4,000 square feet on the ground floor and 2,400 square feet patio on the second floor. And again, this project's a little bit different than what developers had originally proposed. Initially, the plan called for 280 multifamily residences on the property, and that has been reduced to 35. And again, the retail center was increased from 57,000 square feet to 62,000 square feet. The previous plan that had showed the 245 apartments were on top of the retail center on the corner of Hendricks Avenue. Those 35 apartments are actually going to be on another parcel. And Regency says they're actually close to signing a contract with a residential developer.
As somebody who has lived in San Marco for almost 5 years, Mike, I can say that people there were not confident that this would ever happen. It seems like we've always been hearing Publix is almost about to open. Oh, wait, no, it's not. And this time they're saying it is.
Yeah, and the 200 people that attended the town hall the other night appeared to be sold that it is going to break ground.
When is it supposed to be completed?
They're thinking the shops will open at East San Marco by the end of 2021.
That's Mike Mendenhall with the Jacksonville Daily Record. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is the Business Brief.